Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Coffee and Cream in the morning on Hale Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. We're happy to have you with us here on the show. We like giving away things. Giving away gift cards, maybe giving away some dollars to Hale Varsity Club. And I'm not going to say that anybody gave anything away here, but I want to tell you what Dyer Law did for one of their clients before we get to trivia. Dyer Law, after days of testimony, the jury awarded their client $3 million in damages, which is huge. Congratulations to the Dyer Law team. You can trust that team to help ensure that your rights are protected and you get the settlement you deserve. Call Dyer Law at 402-393-7529 or visit dyer.law to chat with trusted professionals about your claim. That's Dyer, D-Y-E-R, dot law. Now, it is the law to play trivia on Friday. Right, Cam? Right.
You know
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Cam.
I'm here.
There he is. I'm going to actually do something fun with you today, Cam. You're going to be involved in trivia. So I'm going to send you a question. We're going to welcome in Ray. Ray on the phone right now to play against DB. Ray, what's up, man?
It's going good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we are living the dream. So here's what's going to happen. Normally, you hear three questions from me, but today I'm going to have Cam butt in. He's going to read question number two. Sound good? Sounds great. All right. Here we go. I'll read the first question. Cam, you got music?
Sure.
Give me that dun, 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 whatever it is.
The kitchen? You want to go to the kitchen?
I don't remember.
I don't know what it's called.
It's the one we do with two for you.
Yeah. Perfect.
That one.
Going to the kitchen, baby.
All right, Ray, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go. Hey, first question. Who is the only college football team ever to complete the three-peat and the first ever to win the national championship in the AP era in 1936? Is it Minnesota, Army, or Notre Dame?
Go Notre Dame.
All right, Cam, question number two.
Question two, who won the Big Ten Baseball Conference Tournament the first year Nebraska competed and missed the tournament this year? Is it Purdue, Minnesota, or Ohio State?
Go Ohio State.
And Ray, question number three. The Devils franchise relocated to New Jersey in 1982. The team shared the name of a current MLB team prior to relocation. What team was that? Was it the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, the Washington Nationals, or the Colorado Rockies?
Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
And the tiebreaker question. Michigan holds the record for the most Big Ten baseball championships over the years. How many do they have?
13.
Thank you, Ray. We will send a message to DB to hop back in here. How you feeling, Ray?
I'm feeling about a 1%. That was a lot of shot in the dark.
Uh-oh. That's not good. So if you feel dinged up, maybe you should take your car over to Dingman's. Dingman's Collision Center. That is the only place to take your car if you acquire damages out on the road. And the Dingman's family will take care of you. You can take your car in. Darcy and their team will hook you up. They'll give you the best service. They are the best customer service I've come across in regards to the car business here in Omaha, and there's a close second, but Dingman's is the one on our show, so they get the most love. It's Dingman's Collision Center. DB, what's up?
Hi, buddy.
You excited?
No.
That's the energy I'm looking for.
No, not at all.
All right, Cam, I'll have you read question number two again, okay. But do not give DB the answer
no
choices.
No answers. Okay.
Okay. He gets one Hail Mary. He can choose to use it whenever. DB?
Tupac Hail Mary? Come with me.
DB, who is the only college football team ever to complete the three-peat and the first to ever win the national championship in the AP era in 1936? So a lot in there. First to complete the three-peat and first to ever win the national championship in the AP era in 1936?
No way I can use a Hail Mary on number one.
It is a football question.
I got so it's going to be Notre Dame or Minnesota. Let's go Minnesota.
Cam, question number two.
All right, all right. Who won the Big Ten Baseball Conference Tournament the first year Nebraska competed and missed the tournament this year?
Ohio State.
Question number...
No. Purdue. Because I think they played it at a makeshift renovated park. It's either Purdue or Ohio State. Come on, DB.
Gotta lock it in.
This is every Friday. DB
no,
has,
because
like,
I know if I know if I do the thing, those two schools are gonna be in it, so it's not gonna help me.
But that's what I'm saying. Every Friday, you talk yourself out of.
They played
the
in
answer.
Like a makeshift. It's Purdue. I'm going with Purdue.
Okay. And question number three: the Devils franchise relocated to New Jersey in 1982. The team shared the name of a current MLB team prior to relocation. What team was that?
I'll take a Hail Mary.
Is it the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, the Washington Nationals, or the Colorado Rockies?
Nationals.
And the tiebreaker question, DB. Michigan holds the record for the most Big Ten baseball championships over the years. How many do they have?
I actually know this.
Wow.
Well, it was in my notes. I was doing the broadcast for the CWS.
So, Ray, unfortunately, you're screwed if it goes to the tiebreaker.
They have 35.
Thank you, DB. Let's go through it.
Yeah, well, I remember from 2 years ago. It was Vandy, Michigan.
But it's good to know that you actually knew the trivia answer. Were the other ones known guesses? One was known?
This was by far the toughest.
Set so far?
Yeah, no question, because you're pretty random. How are you going to ask me about the 30s?
How about that? So reason I came up with this question was...
Because you're weird.
I was thinking about Nebraska, and I'm like, well, like they could have won three in a row, and they were close. I'm like, has anybody ever won three in a row?
Why are you bringing up old stuff? You know, hey.
But I was looking at the numbers on the stadium, and it just had me thinking.
Funny quick story, Ray. So Jason Peter talked to our high school team a couple nights ago. Ray, can you hear me okay? And he goes, somebody asked him his biggest regret, and he goes, yeah, you know, I just wish I would have spoken up a little more, you know, in 1996. He goes, we had some captains. And, you know, our two defensive guys, Jared Tomich and Mike Minner, they weren't very outspoken. I mean, really good players, but sometimes you just need to lead by example. And our offensive guys were Chris Dishman and DB. And, God, when DB's the squirreliest of the bunch, I don't know, guys. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I should have said something.
Hey, it's just like me in the urinal.
So
you had your chance.
Yeah, so I was low-key pissed at him.
You got paralyzed.
Not on his shoes, but I was kind of mad. All right, let's go.
Let's
I'm
go.
Sorry.
It wasn't 1996, but it was 1936 that this team won the first ever national championship in the AP era, and they're the only team ever to complete the three-peat. Is it Minnesota, Army, or Notre Dame? Ray, you said Notre Dame. DB said Minnesota.
Yeah.
The answer.
Minnesota. Go.
Is
come on,
Minnesota.
Let's go. Let's go. I knew it was Notre Dame or Minnesota.
Yeah, and I was.
Like, I didn't even think Army.
That's well. The best part is whenever you talk yourself out of the Hail Mary, you know those answer choices are popping up. And what's great about that is there's so many teams that you could have chosen.
Yeah, you're.
And
you're
you always find a way to get the two.
I might need a cushion here because I don't feel confident about these.
Cam, things. You want to read your question number two?
Sure. Who won the Big Ten Baseball Conference Tournament the first year Nebraska competed and missed the tournament this year? Purdue, Minnesota, or Ohio State were the three options I had.
Ray said Ohio State.
I knew it was one of these two.
DB said Purdue. The answer is Purdue.
Yep. Oh. They played it in a city park. It was getting renovated. Mm-hmm. They played it in a city park.
Nice work.
Let's go, DB.
And the last question. The Devils franchise relocated to New Jersey in 1982. The team shared the name of a current MLB team prior to relocation. What team was that? Was it the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, Washington Nationals, or Colorado Rockies? DB, you said the Nationals. Ray, you said the Devil Rays. It is actually the Colorado Rockies.
Well, that sucks.
Interesting question there. And then DB was on the nose. 35 is the record for Michigan. Their total for Big Ten baseball championships.
Ray may have scored.
Ray, I'm sorry. You lost. Couldn't give you the gift card this time, but DB took it home 2-0. Thanks for playing, Ray.
I appreciate playing.
Ray's a stud.
Matt Versall coming your way next.